Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Steve Roberts is with us on the line right now. Steve, looking at everything that happened over the weekend in Nevada, it was another big win for Bernie, Steve.
Well, it was. And Bernie Sanders has several big advantages. One is that he has a core base of excited supporters. Nobody else is exciting their supporters in the way he does. But really, he hasn't expanded his base much beyond what he had 4 years ago. The real difference is that 4 years ago, the rest of the party, the majority of the party, coalesced around Hillary Clinton. This time, opponents to Sanders are fragmented among five or six different candidates. And that's the real story. And that's what Sanders is taking advantage of. It's not just that he does generate excitement among young people. He did very well among Hispanics in Nevada. But the other half of the story is the weakness and the fragmentation of his opponents.
He's not energizing Democratic Party leaders, though. Is there a way that they can stop him?
No, because there's no such thing as the Democratic Party, really, as an organized entity. These leaders don't have any mechanism for stopping him. They're wringing their hands. They're terribly upset. I think most Democratic leaders are appalled, petrified at the notion of Bernie Sanders leading the party. They think that not only will he lose badly to Trump, but he could lose in the House of Representatives. Let's remember how the Democrats won back the House. They didn't win it back with liberal votes in liberal districts in Berkeley and Manhattan. They won it back in the suburbs of Milwaukee and Pittsburgh and Richmond, Virginia. And they won it with very moderate candidates. Those are what Nancy Pelosi calls her majority makers. And the real fear is not just that Sanders would lose badly to Trump, but he would jeopardize the Democratic majority in the House. And the real nightmare for Democrats is not only four more years of Trump, but four more years of Trump without the speed bump and the check and balance that Democratic leadership in the House provides.
Looking at Bernie's appeal, though, can it be related a little bit to what we saw in 2016 with Trump and the Republican Party? Because he was seen as the outsider. He wasn't just, you know, another Republican that was thrown up on stage, you know, ready to go up against Hillary or something like that. He's somebody from the outside, a little bit more excitement brought into the party. For Democrats, you know, he's not Bloomberg or Biden or Elizabeth Warren or somebody else that's just kind of up there because they're Democrats for a long time. He's a little bit of an outsider. The Democratic Party doesn't like him. Is there that sort of appeal?
I do see a parallel. And one of the parallels is the failure of other candidates to really generate any kind of opposition. Think of it this way. Biden is Jeb Bush, the familiar character who was running on his resume. Buttigieg is Marco Rubio, the boyish candidate who's not quite ready. Elizabeth Warren is Ted Cruz, the ideological firebrand who can't really go beyond her base. And Klobuchar is John Kasich, everybody's favorite moderate and reasonable person who doesn't have the pizzazz and the zip to develop a larger following. The only real difference is Bloomberg. There was no Bloomberg in the wings, self-financing a challenge to Donald Trump. But Bloomberg, of course, and after his first disastrous debate performance, has faded very quickly. So, yeah, I do see a lot of parallels. And of course, Sanders, people will say, see, and Trump won. I think Bloomberg will have a much tougher time. First of all, the economy is very good. Secondly, Trump is going to have a massive amount of money, which he's been raising for 4 years. But the key factor is that, yes, Sanders can attract a lot of voters, young people and more marginal workers. But the real problem is driving away a lot of moderates who would love to vote against Donald Trump, who don't like Donald Trump, but just can't stomach a 78-year-old socialist.
You know, to that point, do you read anything into here in New York State? We have some new poll numbers out this morning from Siena Research that show Bernie has support of 25%, most among Democrats, of registered Democrats. However, a plurality of Democrats, the same people polled, 48%, think that Donald Trump will be reelected. Is that almost them saying, you know what, we support Bernie, but we know none of these people are quite exactly what we need to beat the president, so give us something else next time?
Yeah, well, that's one way to read it. And look, Trump has a lot of assets. As I say, the economy, despite the fact that just on your air, you mentioned the Dow futures down today, but the fact is that the economy is strong. Most people who want a job can find one. It might not be an ideal job, but people are in good shape. Trump has a very loyal base of support, but it's only about 37% of the population. He is vulnerable. He still has never broken 50% favorable ratings. But in order to beat him, the Democrats have to be united. And here's the nightmare for Democrats. If Sanders wins, then a lot of moderates either stay home or don't vote for him. If Sanders loses, then his people are so outraged that they cripple the ability of the eventual nominee to unify the party. Either way, it's good for Donald Trump. And this is why Trump is cheering Sanders on. He's feeding the paranoia of Sanders people by saying, see, the leaders are against you, the system is rigged. Donald Trump's dream is to have Bernie Sanders at the top of the ticket.
Wow, a lot there, right there, Steve. If Sanders wins Saturday in South Carolina and he cleans up on Super Tuesday, is it pretty much over, that side of the race?
I think so, yes. I mean, because no other Democrat, as I say, it's not just about Sanders. It's about everybody else. If there was one Democrat in the moderate lane who showed the ability to unify the party in the way that Hillary Clinton did 4 years ago, then I would say it's possible to stop Sanders. But in the absence of someone like Clinton who can unify the other half of the party, I don't see how he's stopped.
Is there anybody like that in the wings, you know, so to speak, a younger Democrat in waiting who they can maybe look to and say next election cycle, maybe this is the person that can do exactly that?
Oh, goodness, that's so far away. It's hard to say. What we do know is this. With the 20-plus candidates the Democrats had running, they didn't produce a single candidate who has the ability to unify the party. Not one, because Sanders cannot unify the party. Sure, a lot of people will vote for Sanders grudgingly because he's not Donald Trump, but there are a whole lot of moderates in the Democratic Party and in the sort of quasi-Republicans who will not unify around Bernie Sanders.
Well, it's... Among, you know, Democrats, younger Democrats who we talk about, like an AOC, I mean, certainly that's not the type of person to be looked at as that unifier in the center lane.
You know, this whole AOC is from the Bronx, for goodness sake. The Democratic Party does not win in the Bronx. They win in Milwaukee, and they win in Pittsburgh, and they win in St. Louis, and they win in Richmond, Virginia. That's where the elections are decided. This is the huge flaw in Sanders' reasoning. That somehow a coalition of AOC-type voters, young and voters are going to come out. First of all, young voters are notoriously unreliable when it comes to actually voting. And secondly, they're not a majority. The country is not a liberal country. And anybody who looks at the demographics dispassionately will tell you that the notion that Bernie Sanders can beat Donald Trump is a pipe dream.
Hey, Steve, always good to hear from you. Steve Roberts joining us this morning from Washington.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.